Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning,
God. We celebrate today the first Sunday of Lent, and as every Sunday, every year, this first Sunday, the topic of our readings is temptation. First, temptation in the Garden of Eden of our first parents, Adam and Eve. Second, in our Gospel, we see Jesus tempted by the devil. We ask God that, especially during this time of Lent, we can be stronger than our temptations. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
At that time, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. He fasted for 4 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was hungry. The tempter approached and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command us these stones become loaves of bread." He said in reply, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and made him stand on the parapet of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against the stone." Jesus answered him, "Again it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Then the devil took him up to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in their magnificence. And he said to him, "All these I shall give to you, if you will prostrate yourself and worship me." At this Jesus said to him, "Get away, Satan. It is written, the Lord your God shall you worship, and him alone shall you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As you could see from our readings today, this topic of temptation is present in practically every reading that we just have heard. Let me start from a short story that probably can introduce us a little bit more to this topic. And we can see also through this story the dynamics of temptation. The story is told of a pastor of a very small parish in a very small city to conduct a funeral service of a fellow named Charlie, who was known in their community as the lowest of the low in terms of character and in terms of reputation. In fact, the whole town was embarrassed that this man was part of that community. But this man, Charlie, had a brother, very wealthy man, businessman, who came to the pastor and asked him to, during the service, refer to Charlie as a saint. And of course, because we are talking about temptation, he offered the parish significant amount of money. "If you do this,
I will give you very nice chair. And the pastor was thinking how to do this, and of course money is always handy, and especially in that poor parish. And finally he agreed. During the celebration of the funeral, when it was time for a few words about Charlie, he said, Charlie was a lockdown. Charlie was worthless. He cheated everyone he ever met. He had no morals. But compared to his brother, Charlie was a saint. I really don't know if this story is real, but we see the dynamic of the temptation. Temptations also come to our lives. And temptations come in different moments. They are part of our life. We know that the temptation, what the temptation offers us, is a trick, a deception, a lie. It is why we call Satan the father of all lies. Last Wednesday, on this Ash Wednesday, we begin our Lenten pilgrimage, and today is this first Sunday of this holy season. We need to think at the beginning of Lent how to overcome our temptations. And of course, for all of you who participated in this last Wednesday, Ash Wednesday Masses, you know that Jesus, through his gospel, and church, also through this celebration of Ash Wednesday, is proposing to us at least three ways of sacrifice, three ways of help to overcome our temptation. Probably all of us, we remember prayer, almsgiving, and fasting. And we have these topics of temptations in our readings today. We see first our first parents, Adam and Eve, in the Garden of Eden, tempted by serpent, the Satan, telling them, whatever God told you, this may be true, but you need to try. Nobody will know. This is how the temptation works. And now we are going to, we can say, masterpiece of temptation, because Satan decided that he would like also to try do this with Jesus. In our gospel reading, we have the description how Satan tempted Jesus. And of course, because he knows what the temptation is, and he knows how it works, he first came to Jesus with the temptation that we can call of appetite, of pleasure, of gluttony, of materialism. We need to remember Jesus, after 40 days of fasting, finally was very hungry. And what the Satan is proposing him? Something very simple. Please make from this stone loaves of bread. And it is not that you don't need them. You are hungry. You can eat this bread next. You will show that you can do this. Jesus responds, a person does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. In these words, Jesus is showing to the tempter and to us that his mission is not to provide the basic needs for people, but his mission is to proclaim the word that is life. The second temptation in today's gospel, we can call temptation of ambition, of power, of fame. Jump from the parapet of the temple. It is written that your angels will come to help you. Even Satan is quoting the Psalm to make it easier to take this decision. You can do this. You can show to everyone how powerful you are. Everybody will be in awe. Everybody will ask you how you did it. You will be very popular. Jesus said, it is also written not to put the Lord your God to the test. Jesus is telling, I won't do something that is unnecessary, that is foolish, that is also a show of the power that will help nobody. He is trusting his Father in the direction of his mission. And finally, the third temptation that we can call the temptation of arrogance, of pride, of vanity, of idolatry, to worship the devil who can give power and wealth. It is why the tempter took Jesus to a very high mountain, showing him all the kingdoms of the world, all the power of the world. I will give it to you. You only need to do a very simple thing. Kneel down and give me worship. It is easy to do. You will be the Lord of all the kingdoms. Jesus said, every creature has to worship the Lord God and serve him alone and no one else. It is even against one of the commandments that God gave to his people. These three temptations in the gospel are Jesus' temptations. But we probably can see also, as in a mirror, our life and our situations in these three temptations of appetite, of ambition, and arrogance. 3A. But also, we can remember them by 3Ps. Pleasure, power, and pride. It is not that each of us, we also experience something like that. When something is presented to us as very powerful, as very pleasure, and that we will be proud of it. This is the dynamic of temptation, proposing us something that is, at the end, something good, but in very wrong way. what we need to do in this case. I kind of responded at the beginning of this homily, quoting the Gospel from last Wednesday, Ash Wednesday, to pray, to give alms, and to fast. And to pray, especially pray. And we repeat this prayer every Mass and every day in our prayers, personal prayers. When we pray our Father, we say, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. We need to repeat it again and again. We, through this prayer, grow stronger, and we are not easy target, in this case, for the tempter. Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.